We have a winner in the 2020 Tiny Desk Contest from NPR Music. Our all-star team of judges reviewed more than 6,000 entries from across the U.S., and they chose Linda Diaz, who submitted this song, Green Tea Ice Cream. Cherries in the spring, long walks on nights, green tea ice cream. It's so, so good, so good, so good to me. And Linda Diaz joins us now from Brooklyn. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Ari.
Okay, so just what's today been like for you since it was announced this morning?
a lot of emails, text messages, phone calls. I had to turn my phone on Do Not Disturb, which is not a slight to anybody, but I it's been overwhelming, but in the best of ways.
Give us the backstory to this song.
I wrote this song a while ago, like a little over a year ago now. And it came at a time wherein I was just starting over. My grandfather passed away and we were super close. We shared a birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In that year, I had a lot of wonderful things happen. Like I got this really great job and I was dating somebody new, but all of that kind of came crashing down at the same time. Like my boyfriend broke up with me and then I went to work the next day and I got fired from work. So
wow.
At the moment, it felt like everything was being taken away from me. But I think this song was a realization that like, I had an opportunity to build something new, and if I was going to do that, I needed to be honest with myself about what I value and what I love and what I need in my life. Like, how can I do I manage expectations? While I manifest
my greatness, you tell me just how long I will be waiting. Even though this song came out of a tough time in your life, it lists things you love. It feels like a song of joy. I mean, cherries in the spring, writing letters to old friends. Tell me about making that choice to sing about joy when you're feeling pain.
Well, I think it's an intentional choice that I make about my music. Something that has been healthy and a little unhealthy is when I'm dealing with difficult things, I think oftentimes I'm like, okay, well, there's nothing I can do to change what happened. So how do I want to move forward? Obviously, I think that there's a lot to be said for sitting in your emotions, and I did a lot of sitting in my emotions before I wrote this song, but I also wanted my fans to hear, you know, like if you're going through something difficult, no matter like how little or how much you have, you always have yourself and you always have your values and you always have your morals. And so how can you lead your life in a way that best aligns with that so that you're successful, like by your own standards, you know?
You told our colleague at NPR Music, Sydney Madden, black joy is radical. And this song seems to be an expression of that.
Definitely. I think especially now, I do think that it is a radical thing to do, to be like, you know, I'm happy and I'm focusing on my joy and I'm focusing on my purpose and I'm not necessarily focusing on an audience or what other people want from me.
Mm-hmm.
I think in that way, it is super radical to both love yourself as a black person in this time, but also just like loving other black people and like finding your community in that and finding your joy in other black people.
You submitted your entry early in the contest, so you've got a full band in the room with you. There's six of you. Can you tell us about your bandmates?
Yes. I guess I'll just start off by saying that all my bandmates are my friends. I've played individually with all of them, but this was the first time we were playing together as a group. And
wait, really? This is the first time that you all played together as a band?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I mean, they're such incredible musicians. I'm so lucky to know so many incredible musicians. And I think that's a big part of it. Like, so many of us, myself included, have experience playing in many different band formations, you know, like in many different positions. Everyone in the band has other projects that they're working on. They have their whole other careers.
You know, past winners of the Tiny Desk Contest have gone on to be major headliners. They've won Grammys. Does this moment feel like a reassurance that you are where you're supposed to be?
Definitely. I like so much that when you asked me that, it hit me. I think this is my first big moment in music. And I've had big moments as a person, you know, putting out my first EP, performing at my first like big venue and like performing my original music with accompanying myself, you know, like I've had big moments for myself, but I think that this is like a public acknowledgement, also from NPR and NPR Music, which I love. And so I just think like this team of people specifically acknowledging my musicianship means a lot to me at this stage in my career, especially.
Well, we're so happy to be part of this moment with you. Congratulations, Linda Diaz, on winning this year's Tiny Desk Contest.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Ooh.